Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Guinness record holder David Rush. He's coming up in just a minute.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Setting the mood for the holiday season. Dear Santa, Merry Christmas. It's your old friend Chick McGee. I am writing you this letter, even though I'm 43. Though it may seem kind of silly for a grown man to do, I have asked Da Vinci's notebook to sing my wish list to you. First, let's talk about my family. Mommy says she needs a bucket to put up with all my crap. And Daddy wants some naked ladies for to dance on his lap. Give my sister penicillin to make her clap go away. Bring my brother leather undies. May his Yuletide be gay. Now for all my friends at work. Little Bobby wants some boobies and a case or two of Strohs and a shiny new belt buckle made out of mistletoe. I told Tom I'd try to help him leave our fights in the past. Please give him the man from Orkin to kill that bug up his ass. Hi, Christy, I didn't forget about you. Christy's rack has gotten bigger, 'cause she's nursing again. So please let young Sophie breastfeed until 2010. And while we're on the subject, we would all give great thanks if we got some film of Christy getting down with Tyra Banks.
Okay, that was one really for the band. Chick didn't want that.
Send my wife on a vacation like a 14-month cruise and a brand new walk-in closet for my 10,000 shoes. But the most important present, dearest Santa, pretty please, won't you send me Tanya Memmi to give my Yule log a squeeze? My Yule log a squeeze.
Merry Christmas, Chick.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And I believe we have a special guest joining us. It's our surprise guest, our Santa surprise.
No way!
Oh, my God.
I think I know who that is.
It's David Rush here.
David Rush!
My goodness.
You know, it's nice to finally meet you, sir.
Hey, David, I was actually, as much as fun as we make of you, David Rush, by the way, has the world record for holding world records. David Rush's son, Peter, is it Peter?
Yeah, Peter, my seven-year-old.
Yeah, you and Peter set a world record we were talking about yesterday with hungry hippos. I thought that was so cool. Can you tell us quickly about that one?
Yeah, I heard you guys were saying I don't even know my family. I break some of your records. They're part of this.
No. Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
So my 7-year-old, he's wanted to break a record for a while. And he's like, what could I do, Dad? And I'm like, I don't know. You're 7. You know, you can do anything that you set your mind to. And I talk to students about the importance of having a growth mindset to pursue science, technology, engineering, and math. And then I saw this Hungry Hungry Hippos one. I thought, you know what? This one might be one we could do. And he took the initiative. He's like, my friend's got a set. Let's go over to their house. We'll practice. So we knocked on their door, practiced. And I'm like, I think with more practice, we can do it. So we went to Target, bought our own set, practiced at home. And we officially broke the Guinness World Records title for the fastest time to clear Hungry Hungry Hippos, team of two, in 5.8 seconds.
Yeah. Nice. Congratulations.
We do a regular feature on this show. We call it Stupid World Records. And some of them, I'm your biggest fan, David, because I know you're a tremendous juggler. Among other, if you had to go through your records, what takes the most manual dexterity? Because you've got a bunch of very complicated records. Which solo thing that you do takes the most skill?
Probably the world's fastest juggling in terms of speed, dexterity, precision. It's the most juggling catches in 1 minute. And that was one of my moonshot records I set early on. And the first time I tried to break it, it was 422 catches in a minute. I currently hold the record at 586 catches in a minute. That's almost 10 per second.
Oh, now, do you practice juggling every day?
I wouldn't say every day, but I do practice juggling on a weekly basis. And everywhere I travel, I take my juggling balls with me. I was in Tokyo and China a couple weeks ago with the whole family, and I'm out there juggling on the Great Wall.
Do you juggle on the Great Wall? Whoa. Do you juggle for hire?
Yeah. Not usually. I can, but my main job is I work in tech. I'm a senior product manager at a technology company making wireless routers. And that's my main job. Juggling doesn't pay as well. The keynote speaking to talk about, hey, how do you build a record breaking mindset in your corporation to achieve more and have huge stock gains, that I get paid for a little bit more.
Nice. Now, we're speaking with world record holder David Rush, and I have friends that are in like business, which I don't understand at all, but they have like a thing on their computer. if some stock thing goes a certain place, it dings. Do you have something on your phone that if someone breaks one of your records, it dings so you can go back and fix it?
I have zero notifications on my world records. The main way I find out is I actually watch a YouTube, like Guinness publishes a video and it's got a record. And I'm like, wait a second, I used to hold that record. And then I have to be like, okay, I got to go create an application to reclaim my record. I hope you only feature half my records in your stupid world record section, because half of them are like just really silly, but they're fun to practice a lot of the time. Half of them, they're all silly, but they're a lot of fun.
Oh, they're great. I am a huge fan. We're speaking with world record holder David Rush. David, at this point in time, at this moment, how many records do you currently hold? Do you know?
Okay, so that's a tough one to answer because it changes on a daily basis. And you got to break it. There's a several month delay often before Guinness approves it. And then somebody else could break it and they don't necessarily get notifications. But I did just look this up yesterday. I'm currently at 198 records. And so my goal now is to hold 200, which is there's two other people in history who have ever held 200. And 198 is currently the most in the world.
Wow.
Do you have your eye on those two? Do you know which ones you want to do?
So one of them is the most consecutive stairs climbed while juggling. It's a very practical skill, so you don't trip when you go up and down stairs.
Right.
The current record, it's a little over 2,000 stairs. The problem is there's no building in Idaho tall enough, so you obviously got to go up and down a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you do those rolling stairs like at the gym? Could you do that?
Or you have to go to Machu Picchu or whatever.
David Rush.
So I train on the Stairmaster, absolutely. But the more difficult part is actually descending the stairs while juggling. But those stairs don't count for the record.
Be ascending. Huh?
Wow. I wonder, what is the longest continuous staircase in the world? Do you know?
I don't, but I bet Guinness would have that somewhere. Let me see if I can look it up.
No, because that'd be the place to go, because you do a lot of international stuff, because whenever we talk about your records, it'll be, here's David Rush in Spain on some TV show doing this stuff, and you've traveled all over the world for your records. Have you ever tried to do one on one of these TV shows that didn't work out, or do you try to do two or three so one of them at least goes?
No, in fact, my very first time ever on TV, it was the Today Show in 2016. And it's my first time ever on national TV, and for all I know, the last time ever. And I was trying to break the record for the fastest blindfolded juggling, and I got so nervous, I just dropped the balls multiple times, went home devastated, and it was literally 3 years before I had another shot at another TV appearance. So it felt like a failure, like the biggest shot of my life. I failed, and for 3 years, I was like, "This is devastating."
No, yeah. I have an idea for a joke for you. You've got a nice family, and do you do a family holiday card?
Oh, absolutely.
I was thinking you could do one that would be a very traditional shot of the family. Everyone would look totally normal, except you would have a GoPro on your head. Because every time I look at you on these world records, you're almost always wearing a GoPro.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so when my wife loves to travel, and so we travel all over the world, February, my 7 and now 9-year-old boys finished visiting all 63 U.S. national parks.
Wow.
And so my wife creates this newsletter of all the places we've traveled throughout the year, and I juggle every place we go. And I tell you, on that Christmas newsletter, there is not a single juggling photo.
Jealous?
Now, I know that your friend Hollywood Hannon, did he move to Michigan?
Oh, my goodness. It's terrible. Yes, we text every day, but he moved to Michigan. We did have a reunion in London in May on the Fox TV show 99 to Beat, where we were competing for $1 million. I actually turned the show down initially, said, "Hey, I've got too many other stuff going on." But then he said he was going, so we went and filmed the show in London, so we got some time together there, where we rebroke the record for the most fist bumps in 30 seconds.
Yeah, we did that story.
We saw it.
And I was very nostalgic. Oh, we're singing. Yeah. We're singing Reunited. Now, you're still living in Boise, Idaho, is that correct?
Yep, I'm in Boise.
Are you a skier?
I do love to ski. However, my wife doesn't like the cold, and so to keep the family together for the time off from breaking records, I don't usually get to ski that much.
Okay. Now, I remember there was a thing last year where you made kind of a big deal about the fact that you're going to be doing less world record stuff because you have a real job. Does your new boss understand that this is part of the appeal of you as an employee, is having these cool records?
So I went to a conference a few months ago, and I was presenting all the technical aspects of the routers and the speeds and feeds of the wireless nonsense. And the CEO of the host of the conference is like, "Did this digi company hire you because you're a technical product manager with an engineering degree from MIT? Or as a publicity stunt?" And I took that back to my boss and my boss's boss, and I asked them point blank, like, "Why did you hire me?" And the answer was, "Yes."
Excellent.
David Rush is our guest. He is the world record holder for world records. Many of them take a lot of work. Most of them take a lot of work, but a lot of skill. Do you have any of the records for distance running while juggling?
Yes, I do. In fact, that was one of my other moonshot ones, was the furthest distance traveled on foot while juggling. And the rules are, you have to be juggling the entire time. You have to be moving forward the entire time. But the one that I really tried to get Guinness to revoke, but they wouldn't do it, is they said, "Nobody can feed you food or water."
Oh.
And I'm like, I can only run about 15 miles without food or water. In fact, this morning I ran 13.1 without food or water already. But after about 15 miles, I need a drink. And so I had to wear, you know, the backpack with a Camelback backpack with the hose in my mouth the entire time. And I made it 118 laps around the local high school track, 29 miles, in about 5.5 hours before I dropped a ball, ending the attempt.
Man. Now, do you have a case for juggling balls, like a bowling bag?
I have several, actually.
And are there specific, are they like hacky sacks, or are they like tennis balls? What do you like to juggle the most?
No, they're purpose-built juggling balls. My preferred brand is G-Balls. For the normal stage production, I do E8 Pros, and for speed juggling, they're N8 Pros, but they're all specifically designed professional juggling balls.
That's hilarious to me.
I had no idea they had
that. Yeah, I guess every gig has its thing. This is like talking to our old producer, Dean, about guitars.
Yeah.
Well, the Gibson SG. Oh, you've got the GX Mine juggling balls. That is so cool. Well, David, we are huge fans, and I'm glad that you take it in stride. That usually we make fun of what you're doing, but you're also
if you can't laugh at yourself. You can't be in this business.
But also, and there's a purpose behind this, which you mentioned. You're trying to get young people to get into science and technology, and not just spend time staring at their phone looking at dumb cat videos.
Yeah, and trying to build this growth mindset. I've been keynote speaking for about 15 years, and I would talk about my story of not being smart enough to get into the Idaho Public Education System gifted program, but through hard work was eventually admitted to MIT, where I got my electrical engineering degree. And I would go tell students this, but I'm like, hey, if you struggle at science or fail a math test, you can still become an engineer if you have a growth mindset and understand that grit, that's not giving up when things get hard, is the number one predictor of success. And I'm like, well, how do I make this a more tangible example? And that's when I got into breaking Guinness World Records. Started with one became two became 200. And then obviously it's an obsession that's taken over my life. But I love it. It's a lot of fun. And I get my family, and I've broken records with, you know, probably, you know, almost 100 different friends at this point.
That's so cool. David Rush, thank you so much for your time. One last question. I remember when Bob Beamon broke the long jump record, excuse me. They said no one will ever do it. Which record of yours do you think is the least likely to ever be broken?
Well, that's a tough one. The hardest record I've ever broken is the longest duration juggling at 13 hours and 10 minutes of continuous juggling. But I think that one definitely has a chance of being broken. I think I rank my records easy, medium, hard, impossible. Easy is somebody else in this room can probably do it. Impossible is may never be broken, is possibly the fastest mile run while juggling blindfolded. I did that in 7 minutes 54 seconds.
Whoa. Now, did you do that around a track, or was it just running straight on a desert or something?
He's blindfolded.
It was straight down a big wide desert road. I had runners on either side of me as guides, people behind me telling me where am I in the street. I did drop the balls 10 times. And when you drop a ball, you have to take the blindfold off, go back to where you dropped it, put the blindfold back on, and then restart. And so I was running maybe around 6:15 mile pace.
Wow, that's great. Well, David, what a great pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
We're big fans.
You.
We'll keep making fun of you.
Josh, Christy, thanks for having me on.
Sure. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice.
To that finally was a talk good to surprise.
The, oh, it was good.
We have no idea. That's so fun. Jason, thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.